Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. Back from a little holiday break. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Kale Sorbo producing today. And we're going to have D-Line join the show in a little bit, too, to talk design, to talk some artwork he's made. And also, I kind of want to show him the artwork I made for the show today, because I saw a t-shirt yesterday at the airport that threw me into a spiral. And that inspired a whole segment of poorly photoshopped t-shirts. Oh my gosh, I bet you guys can't wait. I freaking bet y'all can't wait. We got a little fun show for you today. We're gonna keep it chill this Wednesday. This is what I'm wondering, okay? I think, with all the news out there, I think Russell Wilson should sign with the Rockies. Sounds like he's got a little free time coming his way. We're also going to... Yeah, we're going to get into some baseball headlines because some stuff is going down. We've got players at large. We're having a weird offseason for sure. We're going to talk about the Rockies' finances. Ooh, it seems like everyone's spending some money. All right, first, here's what's on my mind right now, though. So there's an account called The Game Day MLB. They're always posting stuff that is designed to spark a conversation. So they posted this on Twitter, which team is worse for the future of MLB, the Dodgers and what they're doing, or the Oakland A's and what they're doing slash not doing? And it definitely sparked a big debate. A lot of people are saying both. Some people insist that it's the A's, the Dodgers, blah, blah, blah. Of course, like the Rockies in the comments somehow always catch strays when this has nothing to do with the Rockies. People pointing out like, hey, I think the Rockies are actually the worst for baseball. They're not doing anything. I'm like, okay, this is exhausting. This is literally exhausting. But you know what? It also got us thinking, especially with today's news that Russell Wilson looks like he's going to be benched for the Broncos. What's worse for the future of Denver sports? What the Rockies are doing or what the Broncos are doing? Hop in the comments. Let me know. Oh, I think I do see a little activity already, which we love. Nico, no Wilson. Are you saying don't sign him? Don't sign this guy who hasn't played professional baseball in years? Actually, a full decade, I guess. Yeah, it's been a full decade since he's been in the Rockies organization. But... yeah, don't worry, guys. It's all a joke. It's all a freaking joke. Don't you worry. All right. This is the other question I'm putting out there on social media right now. Which contract is more disappointing to fans in Denver right now? Chris Bryant or Russell Wilson? Guys, please weigh in the comments. Okay, I actually put one of these questions out there on Twitter earlier. Actually, you know what? It wasn't even a question. It was really, we put out there on Twitter, hey, the Rockies are the least chaotic team in Denver this week. People didn't really like that. I don't know why. I'm just going to read some of them. Tim, oh no, you still are. Broncos have a championship to fall back on. That's fair. Denver, or the Rockies at this point, are the only team in Denver that do not have a ring or a trophy. Just, NL champs is the best we could do. Haven't even won the division yet. Yeah. All right, Bobby, the Rockies will always be the messiest team in town. Nothing will ever change that. That's awfully negative. Because something could change it. We got Isaiah. Yeah, the Rockies are still the worst Colorado team, and I don't see them ever winning a championship. The fan base is okay with terrible baseball. The owners don't give a shit either. As long as there's baseball games in the summer, people are going to attend them, suck or not. These are the comments that we're getting in on Twitter, by the way. So, okay. Nico, I'm glad that I could clarify for you that these are all jokes. Rickard in the chat just said yes. I think that means we should. Let's do it. Maybe I'm not joking. Guys, I have no power here. What are we even talking about? First show back from the holidays, guys. All right. Rockies constantly catching strays. Can the Rockies catch a TV deal? Like, we're thinking about all these contracts, all this money. We're watching all these teams spending literally a fortune this offseason. I think the Rockies might actually need some money, though, because... the Rockies aren't going to get that TV money from their TV deal anymore because AT&T Sportsnet gone. not on air anymore. The Rockies took in about $57 million last year because of their deal with AT&T Sportsnet. And that's money that's not going to be replaced right away. So, like, what we think is going to happen, of course, we've already seen it with some other teams who lost their coverage midseason. MLB just kind of takes it over, and it's streaming, and it's free, and you don't have to deal with the blackout situation that so many people are so frustrated with, not just in the cities that have lost their coverage, but, like, really mostly across the nation. The blackout rules, the blackout restrictions are a little ridiculous, especially depending on where you live. Like, if you live in Indiana, you can't watch, like, any team. Like, half of them are blocked. It's really weird. Very weird. But yeah, is it good for fans? Is this not good for fans? It might be good for fans because it'll give Rockies fans better access to these games, which we know is an issue with a lot of the teams here in Denver. It's crazy what fans in Colorado have gone through just trying to watch a freaking sports team. It could be bad, though, for the Rockies in the immediate future, though, because of this big chunk of income that they're not going to get this season. Unless another deal happens. But it kind of doesn't look like another deal is happening. I mean, they were in talks with AT&T Sportsnet was in talks with Altitude. That did not go through. Maybe there's still a chance. I don't know if there is. It was so sad, though, that last day of the season, because so many people from other local networks, other sports networks, other basically people who do video production just were coming in to buy up on clearance all of AT&T Sportsnet gear. It was really sad. It was so depressing. It was one of the saddest things I have ever seen. Justin in the chat, hello. Thanks for joining. Guys, as always, if you have questions about what's going on in the world of baseball or with the Colorado Rockies or with anything, let me know. Also, let me know what you guys got for Christmas. I'm wearing some Christmas presents today. I wanted to wear all of my athleisure that I got. It's good. I'm so comfy right now. I desperately need to do my dry cleaning. All right. Let's sit on all of those, okay? But first, we are going to mention, we haven't talked about our friends at Backus and Shanker. Oh, we haven't talked about them in a while. When you get hurt, Backus and Shanker is here to help, because Backus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. They've been helping those who were seriously injured in Colorado for more than 25 years. Totally free until they win money in your case. And they've done it a lot, to the tune of more than $1 billion. That's right. More than a Dodgers offseason. All right, Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians. They can even help if you're injured at work. Call them at 222-2222, all twos, all the time, to find out if you have a case for free, because Backus and Shanker wins. And we have to mention our friends at Bet365. Because it's truly, they don't do ordinary, okay? They absolutely do not do ordinary. They believe every sport should be absolutely epic. And right now, new customers can choose between two offers. I love options. They can choose between two offers when they open an account with Bet365. Use code DNVR365 to sign up. Deposit $10. And then these are your choices. A first bet safety net where you can place a bet up to $1,000, and if your qualifying bet loses, you're going to get a matched refund in bonus bets. We love a safety net. Or bet and get. If you bet $5 or more, you can get $150 in bonus bets. So listen, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it is never ordinary at Bet365. You can bet NBA, NHL, NFL. They have an early payout offer for the NBA, too. Hit three times this season. Oh, yeah. So this has hit three times this season. You can get your straight bets paid out or parlay selections marked as a winner when your team goes up by 20 points. This is cool stuff. I'm pretty into this. But no matter what, you must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, please call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. But yeah, download that Bet365 app now. Use code DNVR365. Please gamble responsibly. Thanks, fam. All right, guys, we got a fun guest going on right here, right now. Right here, right now. We're living it. D-Line's here. Eric Weedham joins the show. Welcome.
He just materialized.
He's been sitting here the whole time. It's so weird.
It is super weird. I don't know if I'm supposed to acknowledge what you're talking about. I haven't been.
But
now I will.
We can. Okay, I mean, cool. There's no studio audience here, so.
That's a great point.
It's fun to peel back the curtain.
It is.
I knew that was everyone's question. How did he get on set so fast? Yeah. We didn't see him walk through.
There's a bit of magic that goes on here that we can't reveal all of our tricks because then it just becomes commonplace. But I was just sitting here the whole time.
He was just sitting here doing work. I was like, are you okay to wait? He's like, I have this portable computer where I can do all of my things.
That's true.
Welcome back to the show. It's been like maybe a year since you've been on.
I know. I think last time I was here, I was a fox.
I think you were. You were either a fox or you were the voice of Marissa and Christian's dog. I can't remember which one was more recent.
This is my first time in a human form on this show in some time.
Yeah, really. It has been good. But of course, you know, you are the expert in all things design, all things art.
That's true.
You are like the brainchild of the visual experience people get here at DNVR and All City.
Yes, I am. As point of fact, I am the creative director of the All City Network.
That's your title. I don't know anyone's title ever.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm the brainchild of art.
Yes.
As you say.
Pow. All right. But I wanted to talk to you, though, because you, obviously, we have CHGO. We have great Cubs coverage out there for those who observe. But because the Cubs thought that they were in the running for Shohei Ohtani.
That was the rumor.
You got ahead of the game.
I have to.
Yeah.
I have to. So just in general, I am always sort of like, I have my fingers on the pulse of Twitter, which is a terrible place to be.
That's so bad.
That's not a thing that you want to be tapped into, but I am. And so I'm always sort of like figuring out, you know, where does it make sense to put my efforts? Like if it makes sense for a shirt to come out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't had a Rocky shirt come out in some time because the Rockies like they've got kind of flatlined for some time. We definitely always make sure to have shirts that come out at the beginning of each season when hope springs eternal, when hope springs anew. Mm-hmm. But should there be some sort of breaking news that happens and like something that is like so emotionally charged in the world of sports, like I always want to be ahead of the game and have some sort of like shirt to be able to allow people to represent their excitement for that thing.
I guess like, I mean, anything Shohei Ohtani, I mean, even if it's high risk, it's high reward too, especially in the terms of merchandise, things that people can buy themselves. So you actually designed a whole ass shirt.
Well, I designed four whole ass shirts.
It was four shirts. Oh my, do we have those shirts?
I don't have, I've not revealed the other three because there's possibilities to be able to use these ideas moving forward for, but I did this one. The story behind this specific shirt, zoom in a little bit. So I went to Japan when I was a younger man.
Oh.
And I came across a store for the Oryx Bison, which is all of the, I don't know if you're how familiar you are with the Japanese leagues, but all of the, I think most, if not all of the teams are actually owned by corporations. They don't represent a city. They represent a brand, right? So the Oryx Bison, I just happened to wander in Tokyo. I just happened to wander into a shop and I came across like all of these like great baseball designs. While I was over there, I just became so obsessed with the aesthetic of Japanese cartoon culture. And they had all of these shirts that were done in this style, and it like I bought a shirt that I'll still wear from time to time, and it was like so like inspirational. It was literally a turning point in my life. I just loved this shirt so much, and it's actually like what propelled me into starting to make shirts for myself
Oh my gosh. Moving forward.
And so
I had no idea this was so deep.
This is deep. And so like this is honestly like a bit of an homage to that shirt in a way. But it says Showtime, and in Japanese kanji, I asked my brother's wife, who is she's Mongolian, but she grew, she lived most of her life in Tokyo, like how you would say North Side. In kanji, and so it's just like a whole design, but like I just to capture the fusion of Japanese and American culture, and having it all coalesce under the banner of the Cubs, and then it was then he sided with the Dodgers because there's nothing good in this world, and capitalism has ruined all things, and you know, like in the end, it became a very depressing story, but it is like an interesting thing. I just have to always sort of be. You know, paying attention to things that are going on there. So I was like super excited for this shirt. Like I've done other shirts in the past. I did one for Tulo and for one for Cargo in like sort of a similar style. But it's been a while that I've been able to actually do something like that.
I love that. I hope you can use the other ones at some point.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's so funny how we just don't have more Rocky shirts because every week I send you a new idea for a Rocky shirt.
I know, isn't that
funny?
And
they're all terrible.
Yeah, that every part of what you just said is true. No, listen, man, like I'm in such a weird place with my Rockies fandom. I think that is like the overall feeling in the world of the Rockies. Like people don't really know if they are enabling a Ponzi scheme. When it comes to the Rockies, like, are we paying into a system that has no interest in paying it back to us?
Oh, that's deep.
Well, it is deep, but like, listen, man, I spent my entire childhood like begging for baseball to show up in Colorado. Like, when you grew up in Colorado, you had to like just find other teams that you would adopt as your own. And so, my team, I was the Minnesota Twins. I like loved Kirby Puckett, But there was no real reason for me to love Kirby Puckett. I just needed to find a team that I felt like was mine.
The heart doesn't apply. The heart doesn't use reason.
No, especially not for like a 12-year-old.
No.
And then we finally got baseball, and it was so exciting. Like my birthday that season, like was my parents buying a bunch of tickets for my friends and taking us to a game at Mile High, and it just was like it just felt right. Like Colorado in general is such a rich. Like there's such rich soil here for baseball culture and fandom. So many people here play baseball. Mm-hmm. So many people here have history with baseball, and it's just, and you see that, I mean, reflected in the fact that people go to the games outside of it just being a pleasant experience. Like people like baseball here.
Mm-hmm. And like, they do.
And where it has come, or like where we are now with this team, it's just like, I've just never been so, I don't know, like,
I mean, I don't want you to, like, you're spiraling right now. I just want to, like, let you know. Yeah, you're definitely spiraling. I mean, we've got a couple of Gold Glovers lying around.
The thing is that the Rockies are always able, they always have a good fielding team, always, right? Like, we always have a guy that has a Gold Glove. You generally have a Silver Slugger. We typically have, like, two or three guys that are standouts, but.
I feel like the last Silver Slugger we had was Herman Marquez.
Might be true.
Yeah. I think it's been a second since we had a Silver Slugger.
It has been. I'm just saying, though, it's like it never is like the Rockies are always like kind of plucky. They have good players, 2-3 players, but it just feels like we've entered this new dark era. Like,
I mean, do you think it got darker when the Dodgers signed Shohei to this ridiculous contract?
Well, I would say it got dark before then. And like that happening just made it feel like the stretch of darkness that we're in is even longer than maybe even anticipated.
I mean, I like agree with that too, just because like we've been talking about like 2025, that's like the year we've picked to like be a better year than the one we just lived. It's like, oh shit, it might not be. Just because we have to battle this monster.
I mean, that's just kind of how it works, right? Like it's all, the Dodgers are always a monster. And like, frankly, like the timing on the Shohei Ohtani deal is, and for the money, obviously, is just, it's so insane. Like he, what did you say? He's coming off of his second Tommy John surgery. Like he's not going to pitch next year.
Or like, he had a Tommy John light, but he's had multiple Tommy Johns.
It's a bizarre thing, man. Like just, first off, it's remarkable that there still is that much money in baseball that these teams can spend this amount of capital to get a player like that is jarring.
You know what's jarring on the topic of this contract that I don't know if you know, but Shohei Ohtani, so obviously big deferred contract. He's only getting $2 million this year from the Dodgers.
Yes.
Did you notice, though, that Nolan Arenado is actually getting more money from the Rockies this season than Shohei is going to get from the Dodgers?
I don't want to know things like that. It makes me feel even more like... It puts me like into a darker, more spirally place. Like,
are you saying that to know less about the Rockies is to be happier?
I don't want it to be this way. I love the idea of the Colorado Rockies. And for years, I have loved the Colorado Rockies. Mm-hmm. And I hate that I'm in this place. Like, it's pretty wild that this past path that ownership has taken. They're not particularly visible. They're not involved. I put this out earlier. Like, I saw a rumors graphic, you know, based on... I don't even remember what
the
player was.
We love rumors graphics. Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, here are the teams rumored to be talking to them. And I was like, I can't remember the last time I saw the Rockies logo on a graphic that we didn't make. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like completely forgotten.
We're not... Yeah, not being talked about enough.
At all. But we're not being talked about because, like, they're not doing anything.
Except right here.
I'm so... I just don't... I would love to be a fly on the wall. I would love to get... Really, like, I'd love to attend a holiday party with one of the Monforts where they're feeling like a little loose and like their tongue is maybe a little less tied and like really understand like what the plan here is. Like, what is the plan?
Okay, next year we're going to work on getting you to crash the Rockies holiday party.
I did one time. I will say this. One time I went to lunch at Union Station and Dick Monfort sat next to me like and he was eating lunch and I just like attempted to eavesdrop the whole time while I was faking lunch, and I got no information.
I'm so sorry.
But I did get a sneaky picture. It was very weird.
This is a very weird story.
It's a super weird story.
Okay, so do you have a couple minutes so we can talk some t-shirts that have nothing to do with you?
Sure.
Okay, so I saw this shirt. It's on my Twitter, but I saw a shirt last night. I was at the airport in Charlotte. It was a shirt that said Carolina Hurricanes.
Why were you in Charlotte?
Because my sister lives in Charlotte. Gotcha. And for the holidays, you go where the baby is. And that's where the baby lives with my sister, his mom.
Just ask the three wise men, right?
Yeah, exactly. We all do the same thing.
You didn't bring myrrh, did you?
No, I brought frankincense, okay, like an asshole.
I know. You kept the receipt, I hope.
Okay, so I saw a Carolina Hurricanes shirt that was, you know, said Carolina Hurricanes, but it was flat out the Hartford Whalers logo.
An issue close to your heart.
This is such an issue with me. Like, I mean, obviously, anytime I see the Carolina Hurricanes doing anything with the Whalers logo, I lose my mind. But this makes me so sad because that ownership group just destroyed the Hartford Whalers to move them. Mm-hmm. And they keep bringing back the logo. It's disgusting. So I wanted to compare it to some other things.
Okay.
Let's bring up the t-shirts that I made.
Oh, that you
but
made.
I made a Milwaukee Brewers shirt because the one season Seattle Pilots immediately moved to Milwaukee. So that would be like if the Milwaukee Brewers wore this shirt. Could you imagine if they sold this in their store?
Well, there is like a weird thing the Colorado Avalanche bump into every now and again when talking about the Nordiques. Like,
yeah.
The reverse retro jerseys, I think, that had like fleur-de-lis patterns all over it.
And yeah, people hated that.
They didn't hate it. They loved it. But it's confusing because you don't know how you're supposed to acknowledge the team that existed before the team turned into the team that you love. If you mm-hmm. are to, like, is it best to just, like, ignore the heritage?
Do we
history?
Ignore the heritage, or do we embrace it, or do we exploit it, like what the Carolina Hurricanes do?
Well, to say exploit it makes it sound like it's like a natural resource. It really was just a logo made for a team that moved and now is a different team. But, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't say the Carolina Hurricanes with the... People
disgusting.
Just love that Whalers.
It's such a good logo.
People love the Whalers stuff. It is a pretty good logo. But, like, I mean, like, what do you do? Is it best to just, like, let it... The Houston Oilers with the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
They're running into the same thing. Like, they made their throwbacks for the Houston Oilers. It's confusing for a lot of people, but... It harkens back to a simpler time, yeah. which people like.
Let me add to the confusion. We've got an this is my favorite one, maybe. This would be like the Washington Nationals wearing a straight up Expos logo.
Didn't you? I always felt like this said Elb.
It kind of looks like, I agree. It looks like it says Elb. Who's Elb?
Who is Elb?
Who is Elb? What's the mystery?
Do we love the Montreal Expos logo?
We love their logo. Maybe it's like my second favorite logo of a defunct team.
I never had love for this logo when it existed back in the day. Like, because I was like, I got into baseball cards. Like, that's how I got into baseball, via baseball cards. And like, I always just thought they looked so stupid. I like didn't like I didn't like their uniforms. I didn't like the primary colors.
You just weren't vibing with it.
Yeah, so I was like not really that sad to see it go, but
wow.
I mean, I guess if it was presented in that way, I would feel some kind of way like you do.
Yeah. I got one more for you. Maybe the New Jersey. This also exists, I believe.
This totally happens. We have back here, you'll see the Colorado Rockies. We have the pennant back here. This totally exists. I went to the Super Bowl years ago when the Broncos went and they got their doors blown off by Russell Wilson. Anyway, and then
too soon.
And then my flight got canceled the next day because it snowed because they had an outdoor event in New York, New Jersey at that time of year. Mm-hmm. And so it just so happened that the Avalanche.
Right. Okay. I remember this now.
It just so happened that the Avalanche were playing the New Jersey Devils that next night. And so I was like, all right. So we got tickets, went to the Prudential Center in Newark. Looking back, a little bit of a dicey proposition for us, but at the time, very fun. And I went into the Prudential Center and they had like the Devils shop and they had like all this throwback Devils gear, and it was this, and it was so confusing. I was like, I don't know how to feel about any of this. This is so weird.
Like, are they appreciating us or are they mocking us?
But dude, but it's like you can't. Like, it's one thing to have the Hartford Whalers, but that's the state of Colorado's flag.
Actually, yes, it's very messed up.
So that's like a very bizarre thing to claim as New Jersey is the state of Colorado.
Colorado, part of New Jersey now.
Part of New Jersey. Also, there were like barely anybody. There was barely anyone in the stadium because it was snowing and
because like the Super Bowl was the about Super Bowl to go
it
on.
Just happened and like and it was like a pretty boring game. It was like 0-0, and then the Avs scored in the last minute of the game, and we stood up. We were like, yeah! And then we got yelled at in a way that I could.
Well, it's New Jersey.
Yeah, no, we like it was fun, and then we were very, very acutely aware of our surroundings in one moment, and then we shut up and we just like slithered out of the arena and back to our hotels, and then back to the safe confines of the state of Colorado, which yes. New Jersey claims.
Did you know that back in like Revolutionary War days, a bunch of people from Connecticut showed up in Ohio and they were like, yeah, this is Connecticut too.
They did that. Louisiana really went the entire stretch.
Yeah, they're just like, this is it. Or like, you know, when Europeans showed up in America, they're like, this is ours.
Yeah, they're all like, this is England. New England, but England nonetheless. Yeah.
All right, how did I do on my shirts?
Incredible, actually.
Thank you.
Like, those were like fairly appropriate fonts you chose. Like,
thank you for noticing. I spent a really long time on the font choices.
That's what we in the design business do. We look at fonts.
Do I have a future?
I mean, you know, I feel like anything I say could be held against me, so I'm just gonna leave it there. But I mean, great job.
Thank you. Thank you. And great job to you. Thank you for taking the time.
No
I know
problem.
You're busy this week, but yeah, thank you for joining.
I'm going to materialize out of here. I'm going to beam right out of here just as soon as the camera allows me to do it.
Ooh.
Thanks for having me, Susan.
Thank you, Eric, Weedham, D-Line, our dude. All right. We should definitely talk about our friends from Breckenridge Brewery. I haven't had a Breck brew in like 4 days, and that is a damn shame. But we've got them on tap here at the DNVR bar. We've got, it's still, by the way, still December. Beer of the month is still the Christmas Ale, $6 right now at the DNVR bar. It's a new recipe too, so things to think about. Breck has a beer for any occasion. Check the beer locator at breckbrew.com so you can find the Christmas ale for yourself. Maybe the Avalanche Amber Ale. Maybe the Mile High City Golden Ale. Broncos Country Pale Ale. Feel like we might need some of these. Funslinger, Good Company Hard Seltzer. All of the faves. Track them down at breckbrew.com. And we should talk about... We got to shout out our new friends at College Invest. It is so important to start saving for college early, and you need a plan just in case your child doesn't land an athletic scholarship. College Invest makes it easy with flexible savings plans. So you're going to benefit. And also, you get a Colorado tax deduction, and those savings can also be used for trade schools or apprenticeships. So... you've got options, too. You can open your account today at collegeinvest.org. Let's get folks educated. Okay. What else do we have going on? We have a little bit of Rockies adjacent news because, again, as D-Line put it, kind of flatline right now. We haven't done anything. We haven't seen the Rockies do anything. But a former Rocky heading to a division rival, catcher Tom Murphy, signs with the San Francisco Giants. He was drafted by the Rockies in 2012. He debuted with the Rockies in 2015. The Giants had claimed him off waivers in March of 2019 just to DFA him a few days later. And then they ended up trading him to the Mariners, where he has stayed. And he's also been on the injured list off and on a lot the past couple of years. He elected free agency, though, this season. And he has just signed a deal with the San Francisco Giants. I believe that happened on Friday. So there we go. Not a lot of Rockies news per usual. We're going to get into some of the comments because you guys are so chatty and I love to see that. All right. Dr. Van Nostrand. Ignorance is bliss when it comes to the Rockies. I like to think they don't even exist. Is this our problem with the show? Is that people are just like head in the sand trying to like ignore the Rockies right now? Is that like what's really happening? Oh, Jocelyn in the chat. Do you guys think the Rockies are rebuilding or just confused? I believe they are rebuilding. I think a lot of the staff, the front office, sees this as a rebuilding team. For some reason, Dick Monfort will never use the word rebuild. And that's very frustrating for us because I just kind of want to, I want us to all be on the same page. If we're like floating around in the abyss, I want to know that. If we're actually rebuilding, I want to know that too, so we can get hype for that. I see this as a rebuilding team. A lot of people see this as a rebuilding team. I am dying for, if I could just have one thing, can Dick Monfort just use the word rebuild? I am begging you. Please. Please. We got EBK303 in the chat. Boot him out of Denver ASAP. Are you talking about D-Line? Are you talking about Russell Wilson? What did you mean? But guys, of course, as always, hop in the comments. Let me know what you're thinking, feeling, etc. And of course, like and subscribe because we got so much sports content here all day, every day. All day, every day. We're going to get into some baseball headlines. But first, I want to mention our friends at Illegal Pete's. I also haven't had Illegal Pete's in like 4 days either, which is very disappointing for me. But listen, Illegal Pete's, the go-to spot this holiday season. Catering, gift cards. It's not too late to sneak some gift cards over to your friends and be like, oh my gosh, here's your gift. There you go. Okay, so whether you're shopping for the margarita maniac or queso connoisseur in your life, Illegal Pete's is your one-stop shop to spread the cheer. Grab $100 in Illegal Pete's gift cards, and you will get an extra $25 for free. You can give it to someone else, keep it for yourself, tack it on to their gift. You got options. They got merch. They got T-shirts, $15 through the end of the year. Get them for yourself. Get them for a friend. But yeah, our friends at Illegal Pete's are wishing you a happy holidays from your favorite spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. And guys, Shady Rays, guess what? They still have great sales going on, as always. But yeah, take on the sun with gear built to last. We got sun 300 days a year, so you need those sunglasses year-round. Why not shop with an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product for a lot cheaper than any of those big expensive designer pairs, but you're getting the same quality, same durable frames, clear optics for whatever you need. You can shop online. You can shop at the Park Meadows Mall. Incredible. I love shopping in person, especially now when the mall's not crazy. Perfect. If you don't love your Shady Rays, exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. And of course, if you lose them or break them, they will replace them too. You have more than 30 days to take advantage of that. Here's the deal exclusive for our listeners. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. So try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. Okay. Some baseball headlines. I loved this. This was hilarious to me. A little perspective. Greg Peters on Twitter pointed this out. The Arizona Diamondbacks have more recently won a game than the Detroit Pistons. Is that real?
Yeah, the Pistons just set the NBA record for longest losing streak in an NBA season.
Damn, that
27 straight games.
That is a lot. We've never seen that happen before. Yeah. Pretty crazy. I love, yeah. And of course, as you know, the Diamondbacks have not played since the World Series. An absolutely deranged reply to the tweet that I'm referencing. This man named Brian from Worcester. And if you don't know the East Coast, Worcester is like a town outside of Boston, about an hour west, just like very, very Massachusetts. Brian from Worcester. In Massachusetts, you could have failed a breathalyzer and gotten your license back twice since the Pistons last won a game. Don't do that. Don't try that, no matter where you live. But an interesting timeline, nonetheless. Nonetheless. All right. We've got this is actually some very dark news. I know there's a lot of jokes about the Wander Franco stuff, but there's a kid involved, so like maybe we shouldn't be joking about it so much. But yeah, the Santo Domingo prosecutor's office is saying that they carried out 2 raids earlier this week on Wander Franco's home. They're searching for him, and he has not been found. So he is at large right now. Of course, there are allegations right now that he had relations with someone who was not of age to consent to that. So this is kind of crazy. This is kind of a wild story to have a Major League Baseball player missing after being accused of a crime. Addison, a.k.a. Yankee World on Twitter, posts lots of great stuff all the time. He pointed this out. Love this perspective. Imagine your team typically spends no money. You're blessed with a generational talent like Wander Franco. And they're finally willing to spend almost $2 million on. And then 2 years later, he's on the run and probably never playing baseball again. Yeah, that's pretty wild. He did get a huge, huge contract. Largest contract in Rays history. Largest contract for a player who had less than 1 year of service time at the time of signing. That was 2021, by the way, that he got that 11-year, $182 million extension. Such a young player. So promising, too. Has a club option for one of these seasons in here. Okay, so he got a $5 million signing bonus. And in this massive contract, between the signing bonus and just the lower salary number at the start of this contract, the Rays have only paid him about $8 million. If he's missing now, I mean, I would guess that he is probably not going to show up for reported spring training time. The Rays might not be on the hook for this contract for much longer, but this is kind of a wild situation. I can't remember a situation like this in the history of baseball where a major star in the game, a huge talent, is missing under these circumstances. Pretty crazy. Jocelyn, should the Rockies fans be annoyed at how our rival team Dodgers spend money, or should we be doing the same as a team? The Rockies can't spend the kind of money that the Dodgers are spending because the Rockies don't have that kind of money. And especially now that we're going to see in this coming season a huge chunk less because we don't have a TV deal. There's no TV station giving money to the Rockies for rights to those games. The Rockies are a little broke right now, and I don't know what's going to happen. Should Rockies fans be annoyed? I don't know. maybe. If you want to be annoyed, be annoyed. But the Rockies can't keep up with what the Dodgers are doing. So that is, of course, the argument that we kind of talked about at the start of the show. Is what the Dodgers are doing, is that bad for baseball? Is it setting this crazy standard that other teams can't live up to? And that's not fun if there's just like these big juggernauts who can spend so much money. Please, we're watching it with the Mets. But also, we're watching it with the Mets. They're throwing all this money at guys, and it's not working at all. So I don't think we need to be annoyed, because even if you do spend all this money, nothing is guaranteed. But it's tough to look at this Dodgers team and all of this talent and not feel like that. Let's get back to some more baseball headlines. The Blue Jays finally made their first move of the offseason since getting scorned by the Shohei Ohtani situation. So they had a little Boxing Day deal. I think that's a Canadian holiday. Kevin Kiermaier, big old 1 year contract he got, about $10 million. But yeah, last offseason's the Blue Jays and Kevin Kiermaier inked a similar deal. He had been dominating with their rival Rays for years. But listen, last year went well. They wanted to sign him again. Kevin Kiermaier, a great outfielder, but he is no Brenton Doyle. Here are some numbers. Kiermaier led the American League center fielders in outs above average. The only player in Major League Baseball who had more outs above average than Kevin Kiermaier, our very own Brenton Doyle, the Gold Glover. So fun. What makes him worth so much more than Brenton Doyle? Well, Brenton Doyle wasn't producing at the plate this season like Kevin Kiermaier is. Okay, so Brenton Doyle obviously had his struggles at the plate for a lot of the season. Did really pull through towards the end to get above 200, a 203 batting average. Listen, we're going to compare this to Kevin Kiermaier's 265 batting average with 8 home runs. It's different, but also keep in mind Brenton Doyle, a very young player. Kevin Kiermaier, 33 years old. He's peaking. All right. And of course, we saw from Mark Feinstein of MLB earlier today, Isaiah Kinefalefa formerly of the Yankees, one of their free agents. Apparently, they are talking about a 2-year, $15 million deal, his team and the Blue Jays. And the deal's pending a physical, about $1 million in performance bonuses. Robert Murray was apparently on it first. But now that the pain has, I guess, subsided from the Blue Jays, we know they were probably in the most pain because the rumors were just so juicy. They've finally moved on. They are rebounding. They're going to sign some new guys. Something funny I noticed. Okay, so Cody Bellinger keeps trending on Twitter just because he hasn't signed anywhere. Because, like, he is now, like, the best free agent available. Cody Bellinger also never even updated his Twitter bio after leaving the Dodgers. Like, he played a whole season with the Cubs. His Twitter bio still says he is a Dodgers player. So, make it make sense. Fam, what a fun little show we had. We're going to start winding this all down. Eric in the chat, Rockies need help. Yeah, Rockies need a prayer. They need help. We want to see better. We deserve to see better. I would just love to see a transaction. But also, I mean, we don't want to see too much because we obviously want these young players to get the chance to shine. We want to see Brenton Doyle out there every day. I want to see Brendan Rodgers back getting another Gold Glove in 2024. There's so much that we want to see. So much that we want to see. I'm going to check Twitter real fast to see if we have any other really good comments. Someone said, all right, so we put on Twitter, I love when the Rockies aren't the messiest team in town. Someone pointed out, this was one of those tweets that you didn't have to send. I love getting roasted on a Wednesday afternoon. All right. So we're going to call it a show, I think. But Kale, I guess, how was your holiday season aside from your struggles?
I had influenza C all of the holidays, so it was the worst.
You had a terrible holidays.
Yeah, it was not good.
That's how you know it's messed up, when you know what strain you have.
Yeah, yeah.
That's messed up. Well, I'm sorry, and I'm happy you're doing better.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. Did you get that I Am Knuff sweatshirt for Christmas?
I did.
It's amazing.
Thank you. It's now the comfiest thing I own, so.
It's like so, it looks so fuzzy. I wish you had a camera on you.
It is very fuzzy.
So that people could see it.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. Kale's look sucks to suck. I feel like the first, at least like for me, I'm like, oh, it's my first day back from work after the holidays. I have to wear the stuff that I got for Christmas. I'm wearing like we all got aloe sets, like the athleisure brand. They're so soft. This is not an ad, but I was just like, I have to wear this today. Also, again, I still need to unpack from the trip because I got back last night. But yeah, guys, we're going to be back. We're going to be back Thursday at 12:15 Mountain Time. Going to have another good show for you. And then Friday at 4, we're gonna bring it back too. So yeah, short little week. Hopefully, I was going to say, hopefully the Rockies give us something to talk about. They might not, but if something does go down, make sure you're following us on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. We will keep y'all posted on the baseball news happening around us. Kale, where can we follow you?
Just at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
Guys, you can follow me at The Susie Hunter on all platforms. And Kale, you know what I like to say?
What do you say about closing out a show, Suze?
Closing out a show. Fuck it, we ball, and we will be back tomorrow at 12:15 Mountain Time right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. See you then.
We all silly like the mayor.